This is a special Easter edition of Dateline Washington. I'm Greg Corumbus. Thanks for being with us. Special correspondent Sarah Von Bronick now continues our examination of the history and traditions of Easter by looking now at the cross, the lamb, and the origins of the White House Easter egg roll.
The cross, for Christians, is the most important symbol of the Christian faith and the Easter resurrection of Jesus Christ. For Christians, there are two powerful meanings to be found in the cross. The first is that because Jesus died upon a cross, the cross has come to represent the symbol of suffering in the earthly life that must be overcome. But the second message is that Christ's triumph over suffering and death in the resurrection transfigures the message of the cross from one of pain into a symbol of faith, hope, and victory. After the cross, the most important religious symbol associated with Easter is the lamb, because Christ was called the Lamb of God by John the Baptist. Many of the early Christians, who were Jews, saw in Christ's death for mankind's sin an analogy to the sacrificial Paschal lamb slaughtered on the first day of Passover in Hebrew religious observances. Music is very much a part of Easter. Oratories, passion music, and requiems. Although George Frideric Handel's Messiah is traditionally performed at Christmas time, it was originally composed as an Easter oratorio, and it tells of Old Testament prophecies of the coming of Christ, his birth, life on earth, crucifixion, and resurrection. Finally, the Hallelujah Chorus expresses musically man's faith in all that Christ and Easter stands for. Like Christmas, the celebration of Easter in America was introduced by German Protestant immigrants from Moravia, who held the first American Easter sunrise service in Bethlehem, Pennsylvania, in 1741. The custom of early morning Easter services traces its origin to the passage in the Bible that describes Mary Magdalene's trip to Jesus' tomb on the first Easter Sunday morning while it was still dark.
And when the Sabbath was past, Mary Magdalene and Mary the mother of James and Salome had brought sweet spices that they might come and anoint him. And very early in the morning, the first day of the week, they came unto the sepulchre at the rising of the sun. And they said among themselves, Who shall roll us away the stone from the door of the sepulchre? And when they looked, they saw that the stone was rolled away, for it was very great. And entering into the sepulchre, they saw a young man sitting on the right side, clothed in a long white garment. And they were affrighted. And he said to them, Be not affrighted. Ye seek Jesus of Nazareth, which was crucified. He is risen. He is not here. Behold the place where they laid him. And go quickly and tell his disciples that he is risen from the dead. And behold, he goeth before you into Galilee. There ye shall see him. Lo, I have told you. And they departed quickly from the sepulchre, with fear and great joy, and did run to bring his disciples word.
Today, sunrise services are held all over the country, with the most famous service of all being held at the Hollywood Bowl. This tradition was started in 1921, and each year at least 26,000 people attend.
Hot cross buns! Hot cross buns! One a penny, two a penny, hot cross buns! If you have no daughters, give them to your sons! One a penny, two a penny, hot cross buns!
From England comes the pre-Reformation custom of hot crossed buns, a spicy currant bun with an iced cross, that is the traditional food of Good Friday, the most solemn day in the Christian year. According to legend, in the 14th century, the wandering poor would arrive at abbey kitchens to be given a hot cross bun on Good Friday, along with their bowl of soup. Hot cross buns were believed to be blessed, and able to impart powerful protection. Whether for luck or just good eating, by the 18th century, English street vendors would sell them by the bushel on Good Friday. In many countries, the Monday and Tuesday after Easter are celebrated as holidays as well, and traditionally are days when a family's first spring outings together would occur. In the United States, however, first families, since Dolly Madison, have set aside Easter Monday for egg-rolling parties. When Mrs. Madison began the tradition of the Washington Easter egg roll in 1816, it was held on the long, sloped grounds of the U.S. Capitol. Then in 1880, Congress finally became fed up with broken eggs and smelly yolks, not to mention the antics of thousands of Washington-area children. So they passed a law prohibiting future egg rolls on the Capitol grounds.
We'll continue this story and offer some final Easter thoughts right after the break. Stay with us.